My best friend, one of my best friends in the universe, died yesterday. John Guillory, at the age of 76, lived a long and interesting life. I knew him from the workplace, and he was allegedly 76. I think he had lied about his age so many times that even he didn't keep it straight. But he was a great man about town, kind of a Houston character, great jazz singer. And you know, when people die that are close to you, you often have this conversation in your head. Oh, I wish we had talked about this. I wish we had said that. And you know, that's not happening to me because John was the kind of guy that I talked about everything with him: life, death, weirdness. I don't think that there was anything left unspoken between us. So I guess I'm okay with his parting. Except for the fact of losing my best friend. Anyway, we shared a workplace for 6 years. And John moved here, I think, in about 70 years ago. Moved to Texas, and as he tells the story, his mom brought him out here to Texas when they found a black man hanging from a tree down the road, and she said, "We're leaving." John was, one of the best storytellers and BSers and raconteurs I ever met. And there's not an actual great word in the English language for confider or somebody who there's probably somebody in your life that you understand what I mean, that there's a person that you could talk to about anything, and that's what John meant to me. Anyway. I guess it was a couple of years ago. He was a great prankster and a joker, and he started running this gig on me. He said, "Oh, you know, I'm starting this thing where I'm going to rent a Negro, you know." And he's running it on me, and we're laughing, we're having a good time because he was just, you know, he was always over the line, and. I said, wait, just stop right now. And I said, I'm taking lunch in an hour. And let's go upstairs in the conference room, and I'll record it. And so that's what I'll play for you tonight. If you listen to the show a lot, you've heard John on the air, because I've stuck a microphone in his face a few times and played it on the air. But anyway, this is the rent a Negro prank, or whatever you want to call it, totally improv, that we recorded at our workplace a couple of years ago, and I hope you enjoy that. And R.I.P. rest in peace, my great friend John Guillory. I'm here with Chad Wellington, and he is from the Rent a Negro Foundation. Welcome to the Innerside Radio program, Chad.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And so we'd like to hear a little bit about the organization. This is a foundation. I guess the name says it all, Rent a Negro. Mm-hmm. And this is to provide black services to corporations, foundations, especially political organizations that would need to have black people around.
Well, see, I don't like the word you're saying, black services. We rent a Negro organization.
Negro rentals.
Yeah, you know, see, because when you're saying, and I like to straighten that word up too. It's not black. The people are not black. I'm not black. It's red. There's no way you can get black, you know. So if you could stay away from using that term, it would be okay. But I mean, if you have to use it because it's something you've been doing all your life and it makes you comfortable, go ahead, you know. But I don't like that. I take issues with that because with all kinds, we have Negroes all colors. Because remember, when it took my family over here during slavery, they started, integrating the whole group of us. See, so everything is not the same, you know.
Integrating is that's an interesting word for what I think what you're talking about. So now, and these are actual Negroes. These are not Italians or Puerto Ricans trying to pass. It's the real thing, right? These guaranteed.
Yeah. See, the reason why it is, because I can show you, we have DNA from all of our Negroes, because we all came off of the same farm. And on the farm, we have, that's why I'm telling you, we 100% Negroes, see, so you can't just say blacks, you know. You have to say Negroes, yeah. And so we have the DNA records. Like what's this organization, that DAR, that white organization that,
Daughters of American Revolution.
Yeah.
So anyway, you offer Negro rentals. The corporate business rate would be $350 an hour.
Yeah. Well, see, now, you look at it, that's just suggested prices. You know, it doesn't mean that, it's a flat $350.
This is a suggested donation.
Yeah,
suggested. To the foundation.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to sound like it's a scam or anything like that, you know, because I've been watching these programs on television where these guys, this guy sit there and they, you know, the ones that tell you about God, you know, what God told him to, you know, to tell me, you know, and I only have this $30, you know, and he wants half of it, and he said God told him this, you know, something wrong with that. Don't you think something wrong with that?
It seems to work for him.
Yeah, I don't think God has anything to do with it, you know, but. Hi, Evan.
So anyway, these corporate business rate, I'm sorry, corporate business donations.
Yeah.
At $350 an hour. Yeah. These are actual American born Negroes. These are not, you're not sneaking the Africans
No. Well, no. These are American born.
American born. That's okay.
And like I say, it came off the same farm, you know, and everybody's DNA, you know, so we can prove anytime we want to, you know, like, and we stick real close to it.
But not only do you serve corporate. Business, the corporate business rate, I assume, for political parties as well. You get a lot of business.
No, we stay away from the political.
No, oh, don't you do a lot of business when the Republicans are in town? And the Democrats.
They like to do that every now and then. So they bring. They need. I
notice there's always a few of you around.
Yeah. Well, you see, and you'll notice that you don't know the people that's there. You say, "Oh, I've never seen that guy before." That's right. You know, because we just came off the farm. You know,
right.
We get a lot of calls for that. That's a lot of times. Yeah.
But we do have personal, private, individual rates, and that's only $200 an hour.
That's a suggested price, because if you want a personal thing, you're talking about drop-in type of things?
Just personal, private, individual rate.
Oh, you mean
$200 an hour?
Yeah. We'll do that.
Suggested donation, $100 for drop-in appearances.
Okay.
So, what would be entailed in a drop-in appearance?
Well, drop-in appearances is like, you need me to come, or we need one of our fellows to come to the door. You know, we come to the door and we stand there and we look at the whole group, and you look over there and you wave, "Hi, how you doing, Mr. Wellington?" You know, that's a drop-in thing. And then I say, and then I turn around and walk away. Now, sometimes, you know, you need a little bit more, you know. It depends on how much you've been drinking. Because you've been drinking a lot. "Oh, come on, this is my friend. We've been..."
These are additional charges for those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
Hugging.
Yeah. If I go any further than the door, you know, like a hugging and "this is my friend," and, you know, like, we go way back, you know, all that. And if you say we go way back, you know, that's another $100. You know, you be careful on the words you use when you.
Here's one I like: informational high question volume. That's an additional $100 an hour. So that would be more like what we were talking about.
Yeah. You know, that's more like he'll say, "Well, you remember the time we did so and so?" Of course, we've never done anything. See, so you have to create something. But he'll say, "You remember that time?" And I'll say, "Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, you helped me out a great deal." See, you can always say that he helped you. I never helped him, but it was always to his advantage. So that's a high area.
They're getting their money's worth for their donation.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying, you know.
And it goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
Ongoing retainer services. So this is
how much
this,
is that?
This $10,000 annually.
Oh, there's no. You have to give that has to be up front, you know. Right. That's and you can do it several ways. You know, you can do it with credit card, and you can do it monthly. I there's no room for it. You know, I have to have the retainer. You know, it's just $10,000.
No, it's very reasonable.
Yeah. You
know. I'm talking to Chad Wellington with the Rent a Negro Foundation, and we're talking about the foundation, how it works, and we're getting into additional services. So let's look at this. Provide a black opinion. Yeah. $75 per call or email.
Uh-huh. Well, usually they always ask, you know, like, well, they'll do something like, oh, and since we have a white president, is that right?
This is about provide a black opinion, so I don't know.
That's what I'm telling you now.
I'm not sure if I can say it.
See, that's my point right there. See, that I'm giving you the idea that I can. If I'm giving you my opinion, you see, you say we got a black president. I say we got a white president.
Oh, I got it. Okay,
you got it now.
I got it.
You're getting slow on the uptake there, buddy.
This one is. Let you touch my hair, $100 per touch.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I can tell. You can see him way across the room when he want to touch your hair, you know, because they're looking at you, you know. They're looking at it and they started sneaking. See, so that costs, you know. And every time they even get close or start getting close, again, you know, we have to raise the price on that. Because I don't touch my hair. My hair's, you know, it's...
I imagine that provides a lot of money for the foundation to let you touch my hair.
Yeah.
Let you touch my skin.
Oh, no, that's something else.
That's $75 donation.
Yeah, but that's only just touching. But if you rub, you know, that's $300. You know, you don't rub. You can touch, but don't. If you slide your hand up or down, that's it. You know?
Well, that would be extra charge for see if it comes off.
And if he looks at his hand, that's another $300, you know. You know.
All right. Now, listed here for a donation to the foundation for $100 per comparison, compare skin tones.
Oh, now that's a good one. Oh, I have a tan. Look, my skin is almost as dark as yours.
A lot of folks just came back from Florida one
night. Oh, yeah. Oh, they love
it. So that's a deal for $100 then.
Oh, I know that. They spent all this time getting dark. But they don't really want to be dark, and I'm thinking, how come they're doing that? You know, well, that's just another one of those things.
So to allow somebody to tell you, you look just like so and so.
Oh, right.
$100.
$100
a donation.
I've heard that. He says, "You look just like," I say, "Wellington," and they say, "No, not that. No, you look like," I say, "Wellington." And each time they say that, you know, and I keep telling them that, no, I look like Wellington. I don't look like anybody.
Because you are Wellington.
Yeah, I am Wellington. You know, I say. Right. So, it's just nice to work with guys like people like that because it makes them feel good. You know.
Well, they all think alike.
Yeah, know? They think we all look alike anyway. You know, alike. It really doesn't matter. You know, like. I could switch anybody I want to. See, and this is where I'm very careful. This is why we make sure that all of our people come from the same farm because the DNA, because we have a lot of people that will sneak in some other people, you know, and we don't want that, see, because then we're losing control of the organization, and you don't want that.
It's kind of like the Willie Lynch handle?
Yeah, you know, like, see, this is how we keep them out of our organization, man. That's because
there goes the neighborhood.
There we go. If we let that happen, this is what happens. We get all these other nationalities, and they'll start, messing up the whole organization, see? Then we have, we'll slip a couple of Africans in there, and then we get a Puerto Ricans in there, and then we get Italians in there. And
I see that there's a $150 donation to let you call me sister or brother or girlfriend or homie or girl.
Remember when you go to the door, you know, and I told you at the door, and you wave, you know, and you go, hey, bro. Don't call me bro, you know. You know, that's scary.
Homie, that's kind of old school anyway.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. See, anytime you move out of that, if you want a professional, see, all you have to do when you say up at the top, that's what the retainer, the $10,000 retainer
right,
is.
Right,
see,
I understand.
Because you can say, well, I want an educated one, or I want one that
I want a street one.
Yeah,
urban.
Or I want somebody out of the ghetto, or I want, see, we don't have a whole lot of those, but we have people that can, we can assume the position, you see.
Got it. Yeah, that's what I
mean.
Because
we all coming off of the farm, and in the farm, we're being taught these different,
roles,
you see. Yeah.
On this particular item here, it's $35 per rhyme, as in, like a Jesse Jackson rhyme, or a hip-hop rhyme.
Yeah, one of those type things, yeah. Each one. And see, a lot of times, you know, at the functions, They want you to say stuff, you know, like, well, hey, bro, what's going on? If you throw back a rhyme to MC, we have to restructure that because I don't like the way this is set up anyway.
You said at the next board meeting you're going to be going through these and
we're going to restructure a lot of those, you know, because.
Well, now here's one that I think that is particularly heroic because I've tried this myself, is to give dance lessons to the rhythmically challenged. And that's only $250 an hour. See, to me, that's like working in a burn ward or something.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, have you ever tried to do that?
Yeah, I have to confess to you. You know, I can't dance a lick. You know,
it's
not. But what I do is call in. We have several guys that can tap. You know, now the guy taps, and this guy is so good that he taps on his hands. You know what I mean? Like he put these little things on his hands, and he's going ta da ta da. On his hands, you know, like he's up in the air, you know, like his feet in the air, you know, and he's clicking his feet together like click, 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 you know, in his hand.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Kind of a Bojangles kind of thing there.
No, see now you're doing a white thing on me. Now, how come it got to be Bojangles? How come it can't be Fred Astaire, you know, like, what's the other guy's name? Gene Kelly or somebody. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, or Sammy Davis.
Well, you're doing the same thing to me, you know. That, you know, you're doing the same thing. Don't do that, see, because that'll cost you money. That costs you money to jump onto something else in comparison. But that's one thing. Put that down there. I'm gonna need that down there.
Okay, we'll remember.
If you
that.
Start putting comparison on there, I need money for that.
All right.
Actually, a lot of times, all we do is change the music a bit and do country western stuff. You know, like it's just kind of like. You know, do-si-do, you know, but instead of we saying do-si-do, we say ass, you know, like stuff like that.
Oh, I see. It'd be the down with the urban kind of lingo.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of you just change the lingo, you know, and just do country western singing.
Now, do you pay, is there like an extra combat pay to go into a country western sort of an atmosphere?
Oh, that's.
I mean, that.
No, see, actually, that's.
I would want. You offer full medical, but. And so forth, right?
Yeah. But you see, that's a misnomer, see, because when I go in there, see, you're going in there as a spectacle. And, you know, so everybody in there don't want us to feel bad, except sometimes you get idiots. But they want to feel good that they know this one Negro, you see. And it's okay if you bring me in there in this 500... country western people in there, it's all right, you know, they can accept it, you know, as long as that woman don't look at you too
right, right. Okay, yeah.
And see, you got to kind of keep looking up at the lights, you know, because you can't look at them in the eyes, you know, because the women are really funny.
So I guess that if they're paying, I mean making a donation, you know, and then there is the drunk that's in there inevitably that's going to be getting in your case. Don't just beat the crap out of him instead of you.
Yeah. See, you're safe. You know, you're safe there. You know,
that's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, you're really safe at that moment. You know,
I'm talking to Chad Wellington from the Rent a Negro Foundation. I like this one. Okay. Challenge racist family members. $500.
Oh, now, that's a touchy spot. See, because depends on what night it is. You see, because Thursday night is Klan meeting night. Friday and Saturday, they take their liberties on you, you know. And then Sunday they go to church, and then we start the whole thing out. And they're really good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday until Thursday. You see,
the white folks that are getting riled up in church, you know, if they really start looking at you sideways, you can always point to the gay guy, because.
Well, you don't really have to, because usually it's the minister and the guy's playing the piano in the street up there, you know. So you don't really have to do anything. But if guys start looking at you funny in church, well, you know, you just kind of close your eyes and shake your head a little bit, you know, like you talking to God now, you know.
Yeah. But it seems like when somebody is hiring or making a donation to have one of your Negroes challenge a racist family member, they're like they're doing it for fun.
Well, actually, they're doing it. Usually, it's for the real stupid one that will bug the family because it's a Negro in the house, you see. So, and they like to make him look bad, you know. So this is what happens, you see. When they do that, they're trying to bring a point, you know, and say, okay. And trying to teach a lesson, you know, that this is okay, you know. So, and see, a Negro.
We're talking about educational foundation.
Yeah. You see, a Negro's okay, you know. Like, you're supposed to accept them, you know, not just in the army, you know, when you go to the army. And speaking of the army, when I went to the army, and they told me that it was during the time that they were talking about integrating schools, integrating everything. And they said, oh, no, we got to take time. And see, and I thought for a long time, they said, that's bullshit. See, because the racist guys that went in the army with me, next day, they were not racist anymore, you know, because the problem, you know, they changed, and it didn't take no time, you know. You can change in a minute, you know, or even less than that, you know. You change right away. So if they can do it, everybody can do it.
Interesting. Now, this is the good follow-up to the challenge racist family members. Because I guess if that would be a success, you could provide them a "tell them I'm not a racist" voucher for only $1,500.
Yeah. See, again, we have to go better than that, because now they have the internet, you know, and we have some people that that's trying to infiltrate our organization, and they're sending out forms and everything, and trying to capitalize on our organization. See, so, and if you want,
mean to counterfeit the vouchers?
Yeah. We're going to have the meeting on Tuesday.
Well, how much is to hang around and watch the meeting?
You have to have a price on that. I was thinking that all we do to let you hang around there is make the retainer service go up, you know, like say it's only $10,000, so let's say, well, $15,000. So you bring $15,000, the retainer fee, then you can come in and sit around and listen. That's good, you know. My children are in Montessori school, you know, so I need to retain a fee.
I understand.
And see now, and you notice I say yasa, okay? That costs big bucks, you know. Yeah, that. Now, if you want me to say yes, sir, that costs a little bit more too, you know. But yasa is, that's top, man. I guarantee you, that's tops. That's top money there.
But you could make some good money at maybe some of the Alabama or South Carolina political gatherings there.
Yeah.
Running that.
Well, we're not hurting an organization. I tell you, we're having a tax problem this year because we're trying to keep it down. We told them that we are a nonprofit organization, you know, and I'm trying to come in under the same tax laws as the churches. And they say, we're not a church. And I said, that's what you think, you know. I said, but we are organized as a church, you know. And I even told a guy that, you know, on my way there tonight over to the meeting, I told him that God told me to tell him that we are church, you know. And I say, everything is a church, you know.
It's absolutely. Well, I have faith. I have a lot of faith in these things you're telling me here.
Of course.
I have faith that you're going to charge $100 for a Comparis Argentum, man, that's a good deal. Why wouldn't I have faith in that?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. That's what I tried to explain to him, you know. But he says, "Oh no, it doesn't come under the guidelines." And
you need to keep working on that.
That's going to help us. We're going on to.
When you move into the tiers of the, like, for instance, the Rena Judge Foundation.
Yeah.
Well, but you have to make proper donations to. So far. Actually, for the radio show, when I get to the radio show this evening, I was thinking about maybe I could rent an angry black woman. Do you think you could provide me an angry black woman?
No. That is something else, again, we had to take up with our organization because
I'm going to need this tomorrow night. I'm good for the retainer.
Okay. Then I'll talk to Trudeau.
And I'll throw some free publicity your way.
I'll talk to Trudeau now. Does it have to be a woman? I mean,
no, absolutely.
You have to have a man look like a woman. Because we can.
No,
we can.
Angry black men scare me. Angry black women scare me too, but I'm just going to make sure it's somebody I can run faster. If it depends on the level of anger. No, I'm looking for angry black women because I like diversity.
Oh, hell, I can fix that up. How are you going to give the $20,000 retainer?
You know I'm good for that.
That case you can have. I'll have
it. Okay, all right, well, thank you, Chad, and we'll be talking to you soon. Good luck with the new foundation. That is the Rent a Negro Foundation right here in Houston, Texas, a nonprofit.
Exactly.
And you do great work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks to all your listeners. Thank you.
Beyond Jay is with us here at KPFT from the Rent a Negro Foundation right here.
I don't even know where to start. I don't hate white people, but can't I just not want to be happy to see them all the time, smiling, being around? And this is Black History Month, and this is what you want to do? This is the shortest month in the whole...
Oh, they gave you all the short month.
Yeah. Martin Luther King, Sojourner Truth. Yeah. Is that Weaver? Hey, yeah.
Uncle was at the Martin Luther King rally.
So that makes you like black. Swarthy.
He was on the other side.
What do you have to do with me?
Well, this is about diversity. This is our diversity.
Diversity. Yeah. And you have
I have to do
and you choose the angry black woman. Maybe we don't have anything real to be angry about.
But you're
so
angry
you
at me.
If you can go and point out all your little fingers.
I'm like on your side. I'm down with the brothers and the sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I got to pay
extra for that. Your always been down with the brothers and the sisters.
Oh, man. I'll make sure I agree. $70, I think.
We can compare skin colors and see how close we are.
I'm not falling for that. No way, man. I'm out of pocket already. Well, thank you, Biagia, for joining us. And
yeah, whatever.
All right.
I got to go.
Hey, can I get your phone number?
Ow. It has hit me the last 3 or 4 days when I found out that John died. You know, I was there checking out something, and I was asking the cashier, I said, "How you doing today?" Because it's like kind of like a family there. We know each other very well, and Scooter works there, Scooter from KPFT. And he said, "John died. He had a massive heart attack right there in front of everybody." And, you know, the staff, they're just numb. You know, some of the brothers up there, we just, like, laugh and we joke and we hang out. And if Scooter's there, we walk around the store acting crazy. And there's other people there that are affiliated with KPFT. And I could see they were grieving. They witnessed a man die. And I was like, man, and he was in his 70s. And he always, you know, I was always attracted to his grace. And he had this kind of integrity, the way he walked, the way he stood, the way he was very quiet, wasn't loud or, you know, ego acting or whatever. He was just calm. He was an artist. And there's some young black men that I noticed there, you know, 30s, early 40s and whatnot, that were really hooked into him in a very different way. He was kind of like had daddy, grandfather energy. We take so much for granted. We just walk around acting like we're going to be here every day. We look at life half-heartedly, and then we don't want to look at death at all. So I was so grateful. And he was there for 12 years. He was there when the store opened. He was doing healing work. And since that store